Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tucker trying to get to third. Culberson throws the ball into Tabor, who tags Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dorer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Culberson moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Fox steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salters moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Moses moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball towards right field. Fox makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Solter scores. Moses scores. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grant. Doerr moves to second. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 1 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barna for the out. Doerr moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Houston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-1 in the game. Houston hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kurtwright bunts towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Tucker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurt Wright. The throw from Peacock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Culberson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Culberson. Tucker scores. Kurt Wright goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball towards center. Culberson catches it and throws to second to double up Grant. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-2 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant juggles the ball. That's an error on Grant. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Curtwright bunts towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Curtwright for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 3 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Newsome pinch runs for Johnny Peacock. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Newsome moves to second. Skeeter Newsome pinch runs for Joe Cronin. D. Miles pinch hits for Tex Houston. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Newsome moves to third. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.